USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders on President Trump calling the Democrats anti-Jewish and anti-Semitic.
Look, the president's been an unwavering and committed ally to Israel and the Jewish people. And frankly, the remarks that have been made by a number of Democrats and failed to be called out by Democrat leadership is frankly abhorrent and it's sad.
Sanders speaking there during her first news briefing in 42 days, although President Trump has made himself available to the media on an almost daily basis. The White House on Monday released their annual budget blueprint, which will be sent to Congress. Acting White House Budget Chief Russell Vogt says defense spending will increase.
The budget requests $750 billion for our national defense. And to be clear, this is not funding for endless wars.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.5%, APR 4.78%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. The new year is finally upon us, and to make 2019 a better year, it all starts with a good night's rest. And right now, MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special for the lowest price MyPillow has ever offered for their 4-pack, including free shipping. And their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Best price ever, free shipping, extended money-back guarantee. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the end of the year special to get 2 premium MyPillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows for their lowest price ever. And be sure to use my promo code USA.
A Georgetown University law student is among the 8 Americans killed in a plane crash in Ethiopia. A classmate and friend of Cedric Asiavigwa says he had a fear of flying.
Well, he actually expressed that he has a fear of planes. It was almost surreal getting that email because it was what he had feared when he was talking to us about flying. So that was really hard.
Asiavigwa was killed shortly after the plane took off from Ethiopia's capital yesterday morning. All crew members and passengers died in the plane crash. The CDC is reminding people it's not too late to get your flu shot and that cases of influenza are still increasing across the country. ABC News medical correspondent Dr. Jennifer Ashton joins ABC's Good Morning America with the numbers.
The CDC are now estimating as many as 26 million cases of the flu this season, just under an estimated 350,000 hospitalizations and an estimated 30-plus thousand deaths.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Extreme Concepts and iK9 served as a title sponsor to this week's NASCAR Xfinity Series race, which was held at ISM Raceway and won by Kyle Busch. Now, I was out at the track, and I had a chance to sit down and chat with the CEO of Extreme Concepts and iK9, Landon Ash, and I asked him exactly what does Extreme Concepts and iK9 do.
So Extreme Concepts does education and training for special operations, and IK9 is under that. And what IK9 does is training and education for canines. It does a lot of world-class handler education, as well as all breeds of canine, from your dogs you see at pasture screening for TSA to USDA trying to detect agricultural products, to all the way to Lackland Air Force Base for military contracts as well.
So what sort of training goes into each of these animals to get them ready to go so they're able to fulfill their duties?
So each dog's job is kind of like a human's job. So each education takes a different period of time. So it could go all the way from 6 weeks up to almost a year or over a year, depending on how specialized that canine is.
And finally, President Trump has joined the calls for making daylight savings time permanent. The president tweeted on Monday that he was in favor of doing away with the twice-yearly time change in favor of making daylight savings time year-round. Currently, two states, Arizona and Hawaii, opt out of daylight savings time. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.